ABC Radio Australia.
She won her country's first ever Commonwealth Games medal in 2018, and more recently, she won three golds at the Pacific Mini Games in Saipan. Now, weightlifter Jenly Winnie is looking to end her career on a high with more golds at her home Pacific Games in November. But, on the other hand, she might just keep going. Kristen Rita Amano-Leong went along to an open day at Solomon Islands' thriving National Institute of Sport to talk Pacific Games with Jenly Winnie and table tennis player Selwyn Kotu.
Or breaking lift here. Solomon Islands have dominated this class, and that lady has been absolutely magnificent.
She'll be 40 by the time the Pacific Games come round in Honiara later this year. But age won't be an issue for Solomon Islands' golden girl, Jenly Winnie.
I always say I will retire soon, but then, because I love weightlifting, I'm passionate about. So like when it comes to retire, I don't know when. I say 2023 is my last, but who knows, maybe I'll continue or I'll help the other young ones to come up and represent Solomon Island in coming games.
Winnie is no stranger to medals. And with Prime Minister Manasseh Songavare challenging Team Solo to win 40 golds at their home Pacific Games, she's very determined to grab three of them.
I want to set my record here in Solomon Island and to compete in front of your family and friends and your supporters that always support you from the beginning of your career till the home game. It will be a great moment.
14 years ago, Jenly Winnie started training in an old dusty multipurpose hall in Honiara before joining the Oceania Weightlifting Institute. Although her exit plan isn't being put into action just yet, she feels there's still more for her in her sport as a strength and conditioning coach at the Solomon's High Performance Institute.
The weightlifting here in Solomon Island, they have to pull up their socks and do more, because it's not only us in Solomon Island, there's other countries that compete. It is a long way. Nothing is hard if you're committed to what you love in sport. If you love your sport, then you have to be committed and disciplined.
As many as 500 athletes a day frequent the National Sporting Institute as they look to raise standards and hunt down medals. Among them is Selwyn Kotu, an emerging table tennis player who thinks having a table tennis coach would be a good start.
If you want gold, we should think a little big, especially when it comes to athletes during trainings, and then we can't just play and then we expect. We need better coaches. Yeah? They will be there to guide us, especially when we are during our training. If we don't have coaches, we can't just play here and then train every now and then. Oh, we expect gold.
Gold for Kotu and his table tennis teammates might be a long shot, but he's adamant that their day will come.
I want to see table tennis grow in this country. I want to see children growing up and then attending competitions, both domestically and internationally. And their performance should be level up with those other countries. Not just to participate, no. I don't want that kind of thinking. We're supposed to go there and then prove ourselves.
Very determined table tennis player Selwyn Kotu, keen to set the benchmark high for the home team as the countdown to the Pacific Games in Solomon Islands in November continues. And the reporter there in Honiara was Kristen Rita Amano-Leong.